This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The UN Weather Agency issues a red alert on climate change after record heat and ice melt increases in 2023. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Global warming sped up last year. That's according to the UN Weather Agency and climate scientist John Kennedy.
2023 managed to be a bit of a surprise in terms of the global temperature, sea surface temperature, Antarctic sea ice. All of these things were record high or record low, relatively, by a surprising margin.
Also last year, over 90% of ocean waters experienced heat wave conditions at least once, and glaciers monitored since 1950 lost the most ice on record. I'm Shelley Adler.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin on Tuesday warned Ukraine's survival was in danger and sought to convince allies the United States was committed to Kyiv, even as Washington has essentially run out of money to continue arming Ukrainian forces.
Today, Ukraine's survival is in danger, and America's security is at risk, and they don't have a day to waste, and we don't have a day to spare either.
The White House has been scrambling to find ways to send assistance to Kyiv. Austin is leading the monthly meeting known as the Ukraine Defense Contact Group, held at Ramstein Air Base in Germany, of about 50 allies that have been militarily supporting Ukraine. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he remains determined to carry out a Rafah ground offensive despite U.S. President Joe Biden's misgivings. Earlier, Qatari officials said they were cautiously optimistic after talks with Israel's intelligence chief in Doha aimed at trying to reach a ceasefire.